Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Does the administration say, you know what, this strategy isn't working, we're going to change strategies? Six former administration officials last week wrote that open letter urging the administration to change course, to change strategy. Is it time?
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down. And so right now we know we still have a number of people that is in the million.
I chuckle at leftists who keep hoping things will improve with the Biden-Harris ticket. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The ticket that won by coup is suddenly supposed to perform like rock stars. Democrats bet their future, folks, not on one, but two political hacks who couldn't win legitimately in 10 lifetimes. You take away the propping up, or however Kamala Harris got her, you know, her props, but you take away that, you take away Joe Biden, in the sense of real politics, neither one of these people could win their own. I'm just saying, today, without the backing of a party and a complicit social media and elitist and all that, neither one of these guys could even win their own seats, much less, be the Biden-Harris ticket representing America. Do you feel represented? Let me ask you, do you think leftists believe that Biden-Harris, if you were to say, we've got the Olympics of politics, would you send your team as Biden-Harris? Wow. Look, as weak as Pence was, I'd send Trump-Pence to anything. You want to know why? Because Pence wouldn't even matter. I guarantee you. Ask the average American, if you had a political Olympics, would you want to send Trump-DeSantis or Biden-Harris? You don't like Biden-Harris? Pick somebody else. Hillary Clinton, maybe? We'll get to that in just a second. But look, neither Biden nor Harris look good on paper, and they certainly don't look good in reality. But because of the big cheat, they got put on the national stage, a world stage. Well, if you like circus acts, then Biden-Harris isn't disappointing you. I mentioned Hillary Clinton. God. Kevin, do you have GPS or something? Did somebody poke you in the middle of the night? Give you the shot? I feel like my mind is muddled these days. Being honest with you, it feels muddled. Anyway, talking about Clinton is what I meant to say. What level of desperation must the Democrats feel to be dumping cankles back onto the political scene? I mean, that is scraping the bottom of the barrel. I want you to understand. Look, I don't know what is in the mind of a Democrat, because it is so idiotic to think that the Clintons are still around. I mean, isn't this the party of new blood and diversity and, you know, kumbaya? And what do? In 2020, they went back to an old saddlebag of a relic, Joe Biden, because he was the only one they could legitimately, I mean, I don't think he could legitimately cheat him in, but they tried and they won. They got it. That's all they had. So in effect, in 2020, you know what they told Hillary Clinton? You're done. We don't even want you anymore. We will take this demented old clown who's 76 years old or whatever he was. We would rather have him than you, Hillary. That's what they were saying to her without telling her. And now there is talk of dusting off old hills. And you need something big to you can't use a Swiffer. Not on that butt. Nope. Anyway, they're gonna dust off Hillary. I mean, this is the rumor. We're gonna get more into it. Man, active talk among Democrats about Hillary Clinton whacking Joey Demento. Yo, Hillary, listen, we got ourselves a little bit of a problem. You do? Yeah, we may need you to kind of do that thing we were talking about. You mean that thing to that guy? Oh, man. You know what cracks me up? The idea that there are people. Biden has barely been. Has he been in office a full year yet? I mean, when did he start? Like, I don't think he's been in a full year. Maybe today or the next day. It's getting close, right? He's been in office a year, and they already want to take him out. 1 year. In fact, when we come back to talk about this subject, Laura Ingraham is interviewing Doug Schoen, who's a Democratic strategist who loves Hillary Clinton, man. I've heard him. He's glowing. There's a faction of Democrats that love Hillary Clinton. And Doug Schoen is one. And Ingraham says maybe she's gearing up to take Biden out. And Doug Schoen was almost giddy to say yes. Okay, so let's go back and analyze this Democratic Party, the party of diversity. I guess they figure it'll be a woman this time. Well, here's what I think their dilemma is going to be. Why would you jump over a black Indian vice president and shoe in Hillary Clinton? Oh, by the way, younger. A young-ish black Indian woman to shoehorn in the rich, white, scandalous, you know, Hillary Clinton. And look, Hillary had her shot at it. And we talked about the Clinton. I don't even know if you know this. They're talking about re-energizing the Clinton Foundation over this stuff, over the talk, the rumor of Hillary Clinton running again. The immediate Pavlov's bell rang for Bill and team. And they said, wow, we could probably reinitiate the Clinton Global Initiative. Now, this is a group that is supposedly still under investigation. You know, what's that guy's name? I don't even remember his name now. Durham, I'm joking. Because we're not getting anything out of it. Oh, Kevin, we got Kevin Kleinsmith. He's in jail for, 3 months? We got a ton to talk about. Those topics as well as shrinkflation if we get to it. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Let it slip and cup it, check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
At what point does the administration acknowledge these people aren't going to get the shot? They're just not going to do it.
I don't believe in giving up on people, Craig. I really don't.
The 500 million tests that have been ordered that are going to be sent to every American, do we know when those are going out?
Shortly. So they're going to go out shortly. They've been ordered. They've been ordered. I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week. But soon. Absolutely soon. And it is a matter of urgency for us.
Should we have done that sooner?
We are doing it.
But should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it.
Welcome back, folks. Kamala Harris under fire, not attack. That was a friendly interview. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So she's asked about, you know, there's a lot of people that just aren't going to get this shot. I'm one of them. There's nothing they're going to tell me that makes me get it. So how about you just cut bait? Remember when Fauci said if we got 70% of people to get the shot, supposedly it's 75%. Now it's 100%. I think it's just become like somebody at the elitist level is going, we're going to make them all get it, whether you like it or not. We're going to figure it out. Well, you can figure it out all you want. There are going to be a bunch of us that are going to be, I'm going to call us the Pure Bloods, okay? When we go later, I'm going to talk about a message I got from a lady. And I get after people when they try to get after me. See, if you want to have a discussion about something, I'm open for it. But when you really come at me like, you're an idiot, and you should be doing what I tell you to do. I'm the wrong Negro. I got off the plantation. I've never been on the plantation. I don't even know what a plantation looks like. Go ask Candace Owens. She was on the plantation. Go ask Sheriff, what's his name? Sheriff Clark. He was on the plantation. I was never on the plantation. I've never thought like a leftist, a Democrat. I've always had the ability to look at things and come to a conclusion based on good, solid evidence. Scientific method. Anyway, that interview was last week on Thursday. Harris sat down one-on-one with Craig Melvin. And I played the earlier clip of her talking. What did she say? It's time for us to do what we have been doing. And that time is every day. And every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to slow this thing down. She's talking about slowing down. I thought y'all were supposed to solve it. Biden Harris was supposed to cure our ills. It was supposed to pay our bills. It's going to pay your mortgage. It's going to pay your medical costs. It's going to pay for your college education. Somehow it's not doing that. Tucker Carlson mocked her, too. I don't even know if we have time to play the clip. It doesn't matter. We got plenty of time to cover this in this segment. But I'll tell you this. Lefties went after Harris because they found themselves shaking their head at the crazy response she gave. Now, as I'd like to remind people, when you try to get critical of Kamala Harris, you have to remember how she got her political clout. I'll just leave it there, but I'll put it this way. Harvey Weinstein would have found a role for her in some of his movies. You know what I mean? Caleb Ikarma of Vanity Fair said this of Harris. Harris left her bunker. After a long period of doing scant press, she conducted a smattering of interviews, including a Thursday morning appearance on the Today Show that was widely shared and commented on. And one of those noteworthy clips, NBC's Craig Melvin asked about the validity of a New York Times column that proposed replacing Harris with someone like Republican Liz Cheney if and when Joe Biden runs for re-election. Are we going to see the same Democratic ticket in 2024, Melvin asked. Harris attempted to brush off the question. I'm sorry, we are thinking about today. I mean, honestly, I know why you're asking the question, because this is part of the punditry and gossip going around places like D.C. When Melvin persisted asking whether she read the article, she shut him down. I could really care less about the high class gossip on these issues. Folks, let me tell you, this administration is in complete disarray. Democratic Party, I will prove it to you in the next couple of segments, in complete disarray. They go on. The back and forth marked the second time in 2 months that Harris has been asked about her future with Biden. And here's what she said. I'll be very honest. I don't think about it. That's what she told the Wall Street Journal. Nor have we talked about it. But the article, folks, that the girl wrote is scathing. Caleb wrote scathing in its implications. Punditry and gossip is what she called it. Who in their right mind wouldn't question whether the entire Biden-Harris ticket will run in 2024? Have you thought about it? America's first female, first black, first Indian VP blew it. And I'm not talking about how she did what she did to ascend to her current position. Too bad Harris can't rely on those tactics that she used to gain power to keep power. But that wasn't the only person that went after Harris. Another person by the name of Claire Lampin of The Cut penned the headline, "Come again, Kamala?" She wrote mockingly of Harris's response. I love this answer and had to listen to it like 8 times already, though I cannot tell you what it means. The flashes of Cousin Greg testifying before Congress are too strong. Time happens every day, so every day is always now when we are doing what we are doing. Question mark? Sure. To be fair, Harris did go on to say that millions of eligible people who haven't gotten vaccinated should go ahead and do that because it will, quote, save lives. Which, yeah, that would really help. Realistically, though, doing what we've been doing probably means that obstinate faction, this is what this person writes, this leftist, about 25% of the U.S. adult population will continue to eschew the shot. But Harris does not, quote, believe in giving up on people, Craig. You know what she does believe? That those 500 million rapid tests the government is supposedly sending should ship shortly. Maybe by next week, but soon. Absolutely soon. I hope this has been helpful. Yeah, folks. Real Americans, including lefties. Craig Melvin in that interview was shaking his head, looking at him like, man, you got to start giving me some answers. People are mocking the most mockable administration in history. Finally. I told you the other day, Colbert actually went after Fauci. Wow, he didn't dedicate a show to Trump. Somebody finally maybe got the memo to Colbert. Trump's not president anymore. Joe Biden is. It's a year, folks, a year in. They're already talking about the carnage of 2022. They've already played out the scenarios in their heads. They can't cheat their way through this one. They're already looking at who do we get to run as a potential VP. I'm going to tell you something else. They're not only looking at the VP, they're looking at the P. The Prez. And they're looking at a retread named Hillary Clinton. The world knows that these incompetent folks were cheated into office, and like anybody unequipped to do their job, Biden Harris demonstrate they have never been up to the challenge.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when Americans remember the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. President Biden injecting politics into the day by claiming passing voting rights legislation would fulfill the legacy of King.
On this federal holiday that honors him, it's not just enough to praise him. We must commit to his unfinished work to deliver jobs and justice, to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow.
The Northeast is now dealing with a massive winter storm that brought freezing rain, snow, and ice to the Southeast. Nearly 80 million people from Georgia to Maine affected by the storm. Snow continuing to fall in places like Buffalo, New York, where a winter storm warning is in effect until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News. A Texas rabbi says he's grateful to be alive Monday after an armed standoff at his Dallas-area synagogue on Saturday. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker was leading services at Congregation Beth Israel when Malik Fazal Akram, a British citizen, claimed he had bombs and demanded the prison release of a woman convicted of attacking U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Citron Walker joined CBS this morning to describe the terrorist attack.
Well, it was terrifying. It was overwhelming. And we're still processing. It's been a lot. It's completely overwhelming.
The FBI is now calling the incident a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. The first week of the NFL playoffs wrap up Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Doug, maybe she is gearing up to take Biden out. I mean, do you think she's going to do it? I mean, Trump maybe wants to run again to show everybody, you know, what he can do and that he had the answers. And Hillary never thought she really lost. So maybe they both never thought they lost when they ran.
Well, I think President Trump is ahead in the polls. I think his policies certainly look better now than the Biden policies, even though I was not and am not a supporter of President Trump. Policy is policy. And I think that a rematch between the two is more likely today than we would have ever imagined even a couple of months ago. And Secretary Clinton is really, I think, the only viable national candidate that we Democrats have as we face historic midterm defeats.
Wow, those comments are rather scathing when you consider them. All I can say is, ouch. Ouch. You want to dissect that? I think Trump is ahead in the polls. I think his policies look better now than Biden's policies. In comparison, are you kidding? Are you looking at the polls, Doug Schoen? That was Doug Schoen, strategist, Democrat strategist, complete dyed-in-the-wool Clinton supporter. And he can't really give a full endorsement. What do you say? Even though I was not and am not a supporter of President Trump, policy is policy. Scathing on the Biden administration. Just the fact that there are Democrats of his caliber, if you will, coming out and talking about this, you got to know, man, that's earthquake in the Democratic Party. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. A rematch. Let me tell you, that when you go on social media, people are looking for it. They're salivating. Give me a rematch. Bring a rematch. Let us kick Hillary Clinton's butt yet again. I'll get to that in just a second, though. We can do an evaluation. I'm still reeling over some of these things that Doug Schoen said, like the last comment he made. I think the only viable national candidate that we Democrats have as we face historic terms. He says Hillary Clinton is the only one. I talked about that in the previous broadcast. Hillary Clinton is your savior. Hillary Clinton is your bench. Whoa. Do I need to remind you all the Democrats who ran in 2020? multiple women, young people, gay people, black people, Hispanics, Asians, business people, all kinds of folks. And who did Democrats do go to? They ran the mama's milk. The old, trusty, demented fool who was a buffoon in politics for over 40 years in the Senate. And now, who do they run to? The housewife turned junior senator turned failed secretary of state. Wow. I mean, I don't know about you guys. What a proud moment for the family, right? God, the bar is so low that you can retread Kankles Clinton. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Unbelievable. Shone and others realize, folks, the carnage that will occur this year in the midterms. They've resigned themselves to the beating that is going to make Obama's butt kick, his shellacking, you remember his shellacking, look like a sissy fight.
Some election nights are more fun than others. Some are exhilarating. Some are humbling. But every election, regardless of who wins and who loses, is a reminder that in our democracy, power rests not with those of us in elected office, but with the people we have the privilege to serve. I told John Boehner and Mitch McConnell last night, I am very eager to sit down with members of both parties and figure out how we can move forward together.
We got more on that to play, but I wanted to interrupt here because I want to remind you, up to this point, Barack Obama said, I'm not meeting with the Republicans. To heck with them. We got our agenda, man. I don't need them. I'm riding on the wave being baby black Jesus. Y'all got nothing on me, baby. And he was just rocking and rolling until he got his shellacking. And here's the final part of what I want to play as a reminder of 2010. And by the way, understand this. Democrats learned nothing over this decade. Nothing. Their muscle memory of getting their butt kicked butt good is completely gone. But now they're remembering. Now they're going, oh boy, we know what's going to happen. And let me tell you what they can't do. They can't cheat every race. They can't use these crooked agencies, these crooked vote counting machines to try to win every race. Because you know what would happen? It would be a massive revolt. They may try to pick and choose, but they can't get them all. That's in our favor. Here's the last part of this Obama clip that I want to play for you where he talks about getting his butt kicked.
President Bush, when he went through a similar thing, came out and he said this was a thumping. You talked about how it was humbling, or you alluded to it perhaps being humbling. And I'm wondering, when you call your friends, like Congressman Perriello or Governor Strickland, and you see 19 state legislatures go to the other side, governorships in swing states, the Democratic Party set back, what does it feel like?
It feels bad. You know, the toughest thing over the last couple of days is seeing really terrific public servants not have the opportunity to serve anymore, at least in the short term. And you mentioned there are just some terrific members of Congress who took really tough votes because they thought it was the right thing, even though they knew this could cause them political problems. With respect to the tax cut issue, this is something that I think every president needs to go through because the responsibilities of this office are so enormous and so many people are depending on what we do. And in the rush of activity, sometimes we lose track of the ways that we connected with folks that got us here in the first place, and that's something that
I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night. I'm sure there are easier ways to learn these lessons.
Truer words never been spoken. Easier ways to learn that lesson. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. We cut that up just to make it a little quicker. It was about 7 minutes, the total thing, but we made it about two. But in effect, it's Obama being humbled, learning, you know what? All that cult of personality doesn't mean anything when it's hitting people in their pocketbook. And if you think it was bad in 2010, if the Democrats can't cheat in 2022, toast, toast. Consider, folks, I said it earlier, Biden's been in office less than a year. Maybe it is a year now. It's almost a year. And big-name Democrats want him out. And they're so desperate, they're considering Hillary Clinton. You would think watching her get her big buns kicked would have been enough. Understand this. If Hillary runs again, Trump will have won three elections in a row because he will win again in 2024. A discussion for another time, because everybody doesn't agree with me. But then we can't all be right. But let's look at what's happening with the Democrats. I mentioned the carnage of 2010. But the other thing that's shown exposed in that little clip that we played about him is that the Democrats are saying they don't have any bench. Clinton is the only viable national candidate. The Boston Herald called the idea of Clinton running again a nightmare scenario. But perhaps most interesting to me, folks, is what does he think the public's perception of Clinton and the Democrats will be by then? He admits, even though I was not and am not a supporter of Trump, policy is policy. So let me translate for those lefties who may be listening to the program just to learn a little something. He's saying Trump performed. And people can see the dichotomy of a guy who was getting things done and an abject buffoon, which is what Joe Biden is, and anybody who voted for him. If you voted for Joe Biden, you have less intellect than a baboon. So the question that I would ask of leftists and anybody that's interested, what must Biden be thinking right now? Now, it's a trick question because Biden's too stupid to think. He has to have people think for him. But if Biden had a brain, what would he be thinking? And since he doesn't, what are the people pulling that puppet's strings? What do they see as the writing on the wall for their party? I'm curious.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you haven't figured it out yet, what I've been saying for the last better part of an hour, I'll spell it out. Biden-Harris will not represent the Democrats in 2024. I said it before on a previous episode. I'll say it again. I believe it wholeheartedly. I think many of you agree. If you don't agree, send me a note. thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. Let me know who you think the Democrats, what's the scenario? You think the Democrats are going to keep Biden-Harris? You think they're going to dump Harris? Because if they dump Harris, that's one scenario. Will they flush the entire ticket? Will Hillary Clinton be on the ticket in 2024? Some people say she doesn't want to run again. I wouldn't blame her because it would be embarrassing. Who could, what would be the most formidable Democratic ticket against President Trump? I'd love to get your opinions about it. Imagine a sitting president, and I use my finger quotes, and his sidekick being completely tossed aside for their second term. And I'm not a historian, so it got me curious. Kevin, is there anything close to this? Where, and let me put it this way. The short answer is no. But only if you believe the lie. See, if you believe the lie that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, you got to be scratching your head asking yourself, a guy that got 81 million votes, this is for the Democrats, by the way, the leftists. How could a guy that is supposedly the most popularly elected president in the history of presidents, bar none, be looked at as a pariah within a year? It isn't like he got his butt kicked in some bad war. What could he have possibly done to have dropped from that level of, adulation? Because as I told you, 2008 Barack Obama is the high bar, exceeded only by Trump in 2020 in the history of American politics. It's the high bar. So how could Joe Biden have dropped so much so fast? Well, I looked it up, and there is a little bit of a reference. Because, see, nobody was that popular. John F. Kennedy might have been the closest, but he got cheated in to win. He couldn't win legitimately either. His dad helped, got the mafia to help bring crucial votes for him. So even he didn't win this way. Politics is very strange. I'm just telling you, Barack Obama caught lightning in a bottle. He was all things to the point where even conservatives were flipping over going, man, look, that dude is he's polished. And look, I will give Barack Obama his props. The guy is polished. I remember when he was just a senator, a young senator. I looked at him and said, man, if this guy gets his politics right, plays a good centrist role, and isn't manipulated, he really could represent this nation. I mean, I wasn't bought into the whole, oh, look at him, he's so polished as a black guy. I've seen many polished black people. But I said, if he wants to be in politics, he has an advantage. He has all the attributes that people want to see. But I wasn't snowed by his rhetoric. And I knew what he would bring, which is why I fought against him. And it came to fruition. And 2010 showed him what was really happening. And so did 2012, by the way. But I'm glad they cheated and won, because I'm glad Romney was never president. But going back to Biden, I'm just saying, there in history, there's been nobody like Obama, the closest thing to it, and it may have, I don't think it exceeded it. I really don't. It's Trump. Those two guys caught lightning in a bottle. And I don't know that history, it may be a long time before we get anybody close to those two. But it wasn't Joe Biden. That, I'll guarantee you. And so now the Democrats have to deal with this huge fall. We're not talking about jumping, off of a 6-foot fence or a 4-foot fence. We're talking about jumping off a 30-story building in terms of his fall from grace. And it's because it was never that high. But if you're going to fake and make it that high, let me tell you, the wound that you're going to inflict on yourself from 30 floors is death. Anyway, I did manage to find something close, because I went and looked, because unlike a lot of people who will criticize me for different things, and I'm going to talk about that in the next hour, I do research stuff. Entering the 1968 election campaign, initially, no prominent Democratic candidate was prepared to run against the sitting president of the Democratic Party, with the exception of Senator Eugene McCarthy of Minnesota. He challenged LBJ as an anti-war candidate in the New Hampshire primary. This move could be considered the mostly symbolic, I should say, as McCarthy hoped to pressure the Democrats to oppose the Vietnam War. Well, on March 12th, McCarthy won 42% of the primary vote to Johnson's 49. Now, understand what I just described. At this time, Johnson was a sitting president. He gets challenged by a guy who was only trying to make a general statement of, you know, get us out of the war, Lyndon Johnson. And this guy got 42% of the vote. Amazingly strong showing for a minor leaguer. And this moral victory by McCarthy prompted Robert F. Kennedy of New York to enter the race 4 days later. Internal polling by Johnson's campaign in Wisconsin, which was the next state to hold a primary election, showed Johnson trailing badly. I want to remind you, sitting president barely beats a pretty much a low-level Democrat who was a one-trick pony, which is all about the war. Robert F. Kennedy jumps in 4 days later, and immediately Johnson is trailing. For another similarity to Biden, understand, folks, Johnson didn't leave White House to campaign. Didn't do it. So by now, they write, Johnson had lost control of the party, and the party is splintered into four factions, and I want to talk about these factions. The first faction was Johnson and his VP, labor unions, local party bosses led by Chicago Mayor Daley. The second group consisted of students and intellectuals who were vociferously against the war, and they rallied behind McCarthy. The third group were Catholics, Hispanics, and blacks who supported Bobby Kennedy. And finally, a fourth group consisted of traditional segregationist white Southerners who rallied behind George Wallace and the American Independent Party. The Democrats haven't changed. They got the same group of people. They got the unions and the local party bosses. They have students and intellectuals against something, right? They have the Catholics, Hispanics, and blacks who support, you know, anybody that's for reparations and what have you. And then they got the fourth group, I should say, were the segregationists and the people who hate, you know, black people, poor people, etc., who, by the way, still make up the Democratic Party. So shockingly, at the end of a March 31st speech, LBJ announced, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president. The next day, his approval ratings went from 36% to 49%. I hope somebody from the Biden team is looking at history, because this is eerily similar. As I said, the same factions make up the Democratic Party, yes, including the racists. And they are even more opposed to one another than they were back in the 1960s. The mainliners, like Pelosi and Schumer, all of them passed their expiration dates. So who's the up-and-comers? AOC and the Squad. That's another group. The Bernie or Bust group forms another, right? And there are many other splinters. And as for Biden's Vietnam, I give you the Wu flu. Biden inherited his fake war, and he shows no signs of winning. That's his Vietnam. And then let me ask you this. How do you think Biden's health is going to be in two more years as his dementia continues aging him in dog years? So what do we have for the Democrats? Hillary Clinton to the rescue. Consider that. Hillary Clinton is your great white hope. Everybody they passed over. Let me say this, folks. If your strategy to regain the White House rests on Hillary Clinton retooling herself, then I got some beachfront property in Antarctica I'd love to get you to take a look at. Talk about a foolhardy strategy. They got nothing. Everything that's been happening over the past year, folks, the big cheat, all of it defines what comes next.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.